So, just hurt you emotionally?
No, well, when you receive stuff, I thought it was, I thought what I received was the obituary, not the actual funeral. So I opened it up and it was like that.
It was like I didn't want to like bring it up to you, but somebody hit me up like a week ago, and they were just like, "You know, redacted too? Oh my God! I went to elementary school with them.
Wait,
Did you?"
who do you know that went to elementary school with her? Just elementary school with her.
So, I mean, I'll let you know offline, but
You
they were
must be
like,
in now.
no, I don't
Hey,
want
no, put me
to,
in here.
oh, like
Put me in here.
I don't want to edit this. I really don't.
Put me here.
But yeah, no, they hit me up and I was like, yeah, I saw it on Facebook. That's wild. But it was just like, wow, we at the age where people are like, hey, you know this person? I know them too. And we both cry together. Where? I really don't want to put trigger warnings in the SEOs. I'm
No, just
I'm
it's
sorry.
been, I mean, other than that, I've had a very long day, but other than that, it's I've been managing it okay. And we can move on, but I just wasn't, I the my poor child was trying to watch his songs and he
I was
was
about to
like,
say beep
"What is
beep
wrong with
band,
you?"
but
He was
we way
like,
we are way past beep beep band.
I know. Yeah, like no, we haven't. He does not like, well, the couple of times I tried to show him Beat Beat Band, he does not like Beat Beat Band, but he is my crackhead child and likes Yo Gabba Gabba. And I feel like watching Yo Gabba Gabba almost like more than a decade later feels like a fever dream. Like, what kind of crack cocaine were they putting this shit? Like, I don't understand.
It was just vibes and music, and who can't? And it wasn't like, I love you, we go hug each other, we're friends. It was more like, it was like the Ting Tings singing their
That's
actual song.
what they played. That's what we were watching yesterday. Happy birthday. First of all, I don't know why I have not had anybody sing that to me for my birthday song. I'm looking dead at you. And two,
Well, you called me J-Lo in the other part in the recording we had to scrap.
I didn't call you
So.
J-Lo because of your singing skills. I called you J-Lo because you wanted to sit here and take center lead when I always do the opening. But that's how you Libras are. I don't know why I expected anything more. Oh.
You know what? Shaheem said Libras are, if we were villains, we're him. So I won. I'm okay. Libra power, baby. Libra gang. You know why SZA can give us all those good songs that makes you want to feel something, that makes you want to punch somebody in the face? Because a Libra man hurt her. And thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for the art.
That's
Thank
what we're
you.
gonna go with.
Thank you for the
That's what
art. If a Libra man didn't hurt SZA, we wouldn't have the SZA that we love. So,
I
yes.
looked up what sign is J-Lo, thinking she was a Libra, but she's a Leo, and that tracks so
I'm claiming
You know, we gotta take that
him.
out because nobody's trying to dox me. Absolutely not.
Whoa, they doxed it over Lil Wayne?
I said, look what side he's on, and I don't want to take the risk, so we just gonna edit that out.
Why would you do this to me?
I'm so I gotta do it to us. What do you mean? I gotta do it as well. What are you talking? You act like you're the only one editing. Cause now you've been
But
editing for the last 6 months. Oh, look at you. I'm gonna do this in years. Yes.
it's different when it's video. It is different when it's video because I also gotta make sure we don't look crazy just jumping in like physically crazy.
Happy birthday. Happy Happy birthday.
Can we afford that?
Well, we don't make no money, so it's not like we're monetizing anything.
Nah. Okay, so I've been waiting to say this on the air so I could put it. So, you know, working smarter, not harder. You already hear your eyes is doing the movements. Like, I want to say something crazy and out of pocket. I'm not. You scared. I just gave you the whole rundown on me not wanting to do the editing. Why would I then jump in to say something crazy?
But you said that before. And anyway, I had to do the editing. So I do not believe you.
Anyway, I believe we have a hater in the midst because the most random videos are getting flagged or like, first of all, the Macy's video can never see the light of day because it's low quality. It's too...
The Macy's video was a good video.
It was unoriginal and low quality. And
unoriginal. Hold on. You know what is wild to me? As I chew my peanut butter and jelly sandwich because I'm having girl dinner because I'm recording for you guys.
Girl dinner.
Unoriginal. But you got endless amount of TikTok videos where all they do is smile and nod at somebody else's hard work. How irritating.
Or my personal favorite, yo, this woman, she caught her man cheating, and matter of fact, I'm gonna just let y'all watch.
And then they don't move. Then they big ass head just be like.
But a video where I literally provided.
That was like, one of my favorite videos.
It was literally a get ready with me, charm styled. It was also how to spoil your familiar. Like, it was, I was literally dropping like concept gems in that video, but it was unoriginal.
Hold on. Speaking of getting ready with me, charm style. So I have been trying to reincorporate, like, now that, you know, the baby's out, all that stuff, I've been trying to reincorporate, like, my little practices throughout my workday. So I've been lighting incense at the beginning of my workday.
Mm-hmm.
And my eldest comes home from school and he is like, what is that disgusting smell? It's your
demon.
Kids who are the op. See what I'm saying?
Demon.
It's your kids. It is your kids. He was like, how about I just close the door and not come into your office? And I was like, one, I didn't want you in my office in the first place. So that's neither here nor there. And two, yes, close the door.
I mean, he at that mm-hmm. age where that demon does take over and they hang around for a little bit.
They do hang around for a little bit. Mm. So how have you been?
I have been consuming so much media in it's been cuckoo bananas how much like I'm trying to do all the pre-pro stuff ahead of time. So I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, this week we're watching. And it's just like, oh, that's too many slices. Yeah. You've been sick. And I've just been like, la, 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 fiddly dee, fiddly. Oh, can't afford that.
Took. I know what you're going to say. That's why I kept going. But it took me down. I tapped out. I have a cough and mm-hmm. I was out of work for a week and I came back and they were like, oh, when I was talking and I was hacking, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, you really are sick.
So you were coughing in our last episode and so that's proof that she wasn't lying, guys. She's been sick.
I had the chills. I've lost 10 pounds. I've been a mess, but I have been consuming some sort of media. I've been consuming a little bit outside of like mommy media. I've been consuming media as well. Not as much as you. No, as much as you.
Man, I started like adding more movies to the mix. I was like,
I was like, okay, she watching movies.
It's like, oh my God.
Did
oh my
you
God.
watch The documentary. I told you to
watch. I watch so many documentaries, and yes, I watched that Hulu documentary. But I watched it when you were like, we're going to discuss it next week. And then you got sick.
And then I got sick. Yeah, I was like, don't watch it yet. Don't watch it yet. It was so wild. Do you remember what it was called?
Probably, because I'm like looking at my schedule post.
Okay, I thought it. It's called Stolen Youth Inside the Cult at Sarah Lawrence.
Absolutely. And,
guys, I found this video off of a premise off of TikTok.
Girl, it is 11 minutes and we haven't even branded the episode.
Because you see, that's what happens when you... So now I should brand the episode because you did the opener.
I mean, we actually didn't do anything.
Well, you guessed it. I'm going to do it. Me. Good evening. And welcome to another episode of Black Girl Charmed, where you have two gorgeous Black women re-watching one of their favorite TV series, Charmed, if you didn't get that at the first go. My name is Janelle, and I will be your host, along with my co-host.
Hey, I'm Ray, and we are technically begrudgingly watching Charmed during Black History Month, okay? How they do Daryl?
Especially this episode, in this Black History Month.
We are begrudgingly watching Charmed. How they did
Daryl? Yo, when he did the thug tear,
and they call him pussy. And
don't be pussy now.
You know what? First of all, I'm not gonna lie. This episode of Charmed, if you catch me on a good day, this shit is terrifying.
You think it's terrifying?
Yes. The wiggly one, that motherfucker, is what dreams and nightmares are made of.
I couldn't take him terrifying because his eyes were so far apart. It bothered me the entire episode. Like, why was his eye... I know we're jumping into it, but when you first meet him, his head is like, you know, like it's cocked to the side. So I thought that's why his eyes are far apart, because his head's to the side. But then he like creepily like pulls his head straight. And I was like, no, this is the uncanny valley right here.
Exactly. And like, there's a scene where they're in the dark and he's just like, I'm coming to get you. And it's just, honestly, if I'm drunk enough, I'm terrified. This episode was unsettling. As like, okay, talk your horror shit. It's still the WB, but also as a Black woman.
It could have been a really good horror episode.
Because those were really good villains. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you know, all aside.
Return the slab? From Courage the Cowardly Dog!
Oh my god. Oh my god. You're insane. Oh man.
I couldn't take him seriously. And then the other one was like his little pit bull.
Exactly! Exactly. No, what was it? It's definitely the scene where he, like, the pit bull is like hiding in the corner, and he's like, "Girl,
I'm supposed to jump."
No. That is the stuff out of West Indian like folklore. Them is Jumbi, all right. Them two is Jumbi, and I felt unsettled. I always feel unsettled watching that episode. And I just, my third eye is unsettled. My spirit is.
You know, okay. You know what he reminded me of, the first, the one who did all the talking. Mm-hmm. You know. You remember back in the day where like claymation was really, really popular, but the eyes never set well. So the eyes were always bulging. He reminded me of a claymation villain. Like it just, it didn't, to me, it didn't give what it was supposed to give because it was so uncanny. However, before we even get into the episode, death.
The second best death on the WB/CW.
So that... But Supernatural had two deaths.
And one of them was a black woman, so...
Who are you going with?
We going with... It's Black History Month. We going with the black woman first.
Okay, but if this was March 1st, who would you go with?
The black woman, because it's Women's History Month.
I just feel like her is death. She could have done so much more. She was just kind of like whiny. Like,
she was very like, meow. I'm going to get you.
Yeah. But I loved her.
Yes. But no, I love this introduction to death.
Mm-hmm.
And love him too, because if anybody is going to read Prue Halliwell the fuck down, it's death. And not only did he read her, he broke her.
I was just like, man, the fuck up, sis. I thought we were past this.
No.
Clearly.
She never got the therapy she needed. Remember when we discussed that episode in season 2? And they were like, ha, Jesus Christ, it's the daughter. She never got the support she needed to like deal with that. Plus, she got to be the mature one because Grams is out here trying to find a new husband every other year. And look who she got to take care of. Anyway, this is how I know we got an op in our midst. Because there are videos of mine, well, of ours, that are getting taken down for bullying when there is absolutely no bullying involved. I am not bullying anybody in the comments. I don't bother y'all in the comments. Y'all argue amongst yourselves. And if I'm talking hard about somebody, if we are dragging somebody, it's probably a fictional fucking character. But the fucking ops don't want us to have a Macy's sponsorship. Nope. And they don't want us talking about how Prue Halliwell gets the short end of the stick because her sisters hang out in graveyards and pine over like broke men who can't afford a meal. But at least this show gave us death. And
I mean, I know this is Black History Month, guys, but
you get a certain number of Tamara coins during Black History Month, okay? All right?
If he's like Irish or Sicilian, then I don't get to use my coin.
I'm keeping this whole last laugh in. It's not racist. My sister's half Italian.
She's half Sicilian.
It was a joke.
I'm just saying, if you want to do the joke, you got to do it right.
Technically,
she's like three quarters black because, you know, Sicilians are dark and, you know, the Italians would cheat the Sicilians. She gonna fuck me up. All
right. She was too. I was supposed to be like, she was too dark for the two.
I think Gary Wonder shirt to be like, my husband is tall, dark.
With the flag. Oh man. Oh shit.
Okay.
We have no behavior at all.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You want to get into this beautiful beam footage?
Oh, I don't. Not during my history month, but you know.
We can make it quick. We can make it quick. We can get to the. All oh, right. Before we get into it.
Bow, 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 bow.
While my younger self was a Cole fan, I'm still thinking of that picture that you put on Twitter with the tattoo coming up his.
And I told you, you have a certain amount of Tamara coin to.
And I'm a finish by like the 15th.
That's all they deserve.
What? I didn't realize that he had the tattoo, and then he's all like buff, and then he has like, you know, like I. He has stress lines, but it's just, he just look, like, he looks buff. Like, he can doctor me up. Live, right. live, stay in
life. Ooh, Chile.
Okay, all right. And I'm talking about Bro Boy. You guys didn't know.
Did we, like, even mention what we're enjoying, or did we just, can we just do a quick rapid fire, so I have
something? We could do it. Okay. So we both watched the Hulu documentary called Stolen Youth Inside the Cult of Sarah Lawrence. It's really good, guys. I got it off of a TikTok premise. It's basically this girl, and a bunch of her friends move into like a dorm, like a house dorm, and her father ends up like moving in and fucking them, and it's wild.
Cuckoo bananas.
It just gets consistently, and then she moves out. She's like, all right, guys, I'm out. So it's wild. I've also finished Butcher and Blackbird. It was a book that was really popular on TikTok. It was all right. It'd be really cute as like a limited series rom-com. It was cute. I have made it. Well, I'm about to go into the Underdark for Baldur's Gate. I am romancing Astarion and Karlach for those who play Baldur's Gate. Other than that, I'm also playing The Sims Busting Out. It takes me back like 20 years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite games. And I think that's it. I think I'm going to get back into Married to Medicine, even though my girl's gone. But I need to see Sweet Tea curse out Jackie. So
damn Jackie, you had a good run. She had a really good run, and just like
she brought out the whole. You ready? Rapid fire in 3, 2,
I know.
1, go.
I've started watching Upload. I watched oh my god, it's this Netflix documentary about the Teflon Don, and everybody's like, oh my god, he was the finest man ever. And I'm like, he was? Question mark. He wasn't. It really shows you how, like, the police love to play a long game. Guys, police love a long con. If they're gonna do their job, they're gonna do their job, like, correctly. So, just be on your P's and Q's. What else did I watch?
Eventually do their job. They're gonna do it right.
Yo, they did a sting operation, which would be the equivalent of dropping, like, Amazon boxes in front of a house every day for 30 days. And that's how they, like, planted a bug. Because you're not going to expect the Amazon driver dropping off packages to be the cops. And
You're right.
I did role play, which is the Kaylee Cuoco Amazon Prime movie where she plays a spy. Okay. And she has a black husband. what else? Oh, I was like, oh, I did Joyride, which is on Prime. Really, okay. Really good. Super okay. Funny. Girls are just funnier. And Asian Bae, mm-hmm, from Insecure is in it.
You should have won with hair or without hair?
With hair. Yeah.
Let's wrap this shit up. I got shit to watch. Wrap this shit up.
I watched Saltburn.
What is it about?
It is the talented Mr. Ripley, but creepy.
Okay. Okay.
Spoiler alert, but not really. There is... He humps a grave and then, you know, pulls out his member to then, you know, finish on the grave.
Speaking of, and I'm sorry, I know you told me this. You probably didn't expect to hear this on the podcast. So, you know how I play D&D, right? You know how I play D&D on Wednesdays?
Mm-hmm.
So, my other bestie takes...
Your other best friends? Oh my god, you got people in your life that's not me? How fucking dare you? My god, what about me?
Well, I would have to have other people in my life besides you, because you like to have most... You're a best friend whore. So... Guys, I set her this thing that said, like, we're going to be best friends throughout every universe. I sent it to you. I sent it to my other bestie, right? We're going to be best friends throughout every universe. I'm going to be able to notice who you are through every, you know, she read it, guys, and did not respond. She probably copied and pasted and sent it to, like, the other four. Because that's what Libras do. You treat me like how Libra women treat they men. It's all right, though. But as I was saying, so she plays. See, because you can't see nothing. So she plays D&D on Saturday. Well, you ain't respond. She plays D&D on Saturday night, on Saturdays with my eldest. And there's a kid there. And I think he was jerking his member off to her.
I wish I didn't have like a mouth full of fluid.
Swallow it. You're used to it. Throw it in the back.
Am I?
No. No.
Oh, man. You know, bills get paid other ways. Sorry.
Just two in the O, but not one in the I?
Who's I?
Guys, it's been like a half an hour. Let's go into the episode.
Have a family now.
You know what I realized? I'm not...
Oh, shit.
As I reflect on, like, my losses, I'm not leaving you to do my obituary. I'm not letting them let you do pictures. Nothing.
Ooh, so, to fill you guys in on what that was, I will just say...
And Ray was a nasty, nasty slur.
Not that. But you remember that scene from Insecure where Issa got it in the eye?
Broken pussy.
I didn't get it in my eye. He got it in his own eye.
He was fine. Woo. Fine.
And now he has a family. That'd be so wild if he listens to this podcast and be like, I wonder what my friends are up to.
This
he
he looked like a, like one of the 1970s rapists.
He still pops up in my DMs every now and then, and not in like the weird way, the way like Ashley tried to spin it on Real Housewives of like Potomac, but more like, oh hey girl, what's up?
That's the other one who does that in mine. Like, you don't see this whole family on my boy, bye.
Anyway.
All right. Once
my eyes stop, my eyes have been burning because my moisturizer. Because
you're evil?
No, I started crying every time we laugh. and my moisturizer gets in my eye. Anyway. Hold on, do the water first.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god. I'm supposed to go me. What was that?
Gonna let you know how I got in his eye. Anyway, this. We are never getting
this episode. I was the one drinking. What is going on today?
Yo, I have no liquor in my system. I'm only drinking.
And you are avoiding going through this episode.
Because it's Black History Month. How dare they?
We can make it quick. We can.
All right. This is season 3, episode. Like I told my exes,
we can make it quick.
I mean, sometimes they made it quick for you. Anyway, this is season 3, episode 16, Death Takes a Hallowell. The original air date is March 15th, 2001. The writers are Krista, who we heard about this week in the comments. Krista! I don't really give a shit.
I do. I'm just saying, everybody who was there is saying it was Alyssa. And Alyssa ain't do no wrong. That's all I'm saying. But we not taking no sides. I just like watching the drama.
Yeah. Like I told, like we said off camera, I think everybody in the situation is messy. And nobody's hands are clean.
Nobody's hands are clean.
But again, no new information was given. Like
the only issue I have, because I don't really care about like Shannon, Holly, whatever, mm-hmm. is that Rose and Alyssa were very close. Tweeting each other, mm-hmm. doing interviews, shouting each other out. And then all of a sudden, Rose does this interview and she's like, Alyssa's a lizard person. Trust her. Like, what the
fuck? I'm going to just say it.
So what happened? That's all I want to know.
I'm going to just say
Sisters for Life turning to a lizard person?
I'm going to just say that in this scenario, Alyssa to me feels like Jacob from Abbott Elementary, where he is such a chaotic good, it borderlines on problematic.
Yes, yes.
And if you yes. saw the pictures I posted on TikTok today.
That's awesome. We rocking with Mark, because Mark rocking with us!
Yo! It is crazy that those pictures dropped today, 2017.
It came up in my Facebook feed.
And like I said in the caption, she just need to stay home during these days. Just stay home. Keep your head low. Maybe come out February 7th. But anyway, the director of this episode was John Pair. His full credits are in season 2, episode 14, Part of My Past. It's the one where we see evil Phoebe for the first time. The guest star this week is John Templeman as the Angel of Death. 122 mm-hmm. total credits, including Angel, Monk, and Just Shoot Me. Christopher Shea as Seeker Number 1. 29 total credits, including Cougar Town, Mad Men, and Modern Family. And I definitely remember him from my Modern Family episode binge. Wade Andrew Williams.
Wow! I can see him being on Star Trek.
Seeker Number 2, 128 total credits, including Venom, The Blacklist, and Westworld. So I figured, you know, you would have been a little friendlier to him. He was on your show. Michaela Watkins, yo, Michaela, you like, when you saw her this episode the first time, you was like, oh, just another white woman, oh, and now she's Michaela Watkins, look at that. Anyway, Michaela Watkins, 134 total credits, including Archer, Veep, and my personal favorite, The Unicorn. You're like, who is this white woman? I just know if she ever comes up in trivia, I'm gonna call Ray.
No, she was a Jewish. She was a Jewish person. She had the whole. We'll talk about that when we get there.
This is the last time we'll see Prue's astral projection self. the title refers to the 1934 movie Death Takes a Holiday, the prayer in Hebrew that the rabbi can be heard performing at the funeral is the mourner's Kiddush. And this episode takes place 4 months after sleuthing with the enemy. There's no music in this episode, because why would there? Mm-mm. All right. The DVD synopsis is, Prue faces the angel of death while two seekers destroy everything in their way to find and kill Cole. The IMDb synopsis is, Prue was tired of losing her battle to save innocence. And, like, how many innocents has she really lost? And in her efforts to fight off the angel of death, she has to turn her back on a dying soul when she accepts that she can't fight fate and reconciles with the death of her mother. Okay. That's just the whole episode.
That's the whole episode.
I was like, oh, okay. And our synopsis. Prue's hanging out with Phoebe on the beach when she spots some random lady taking photos of her. It's weird because there's a shadow next to her that that nobody else sees. Meanwhile, Cole is being hunted by two demon skull seekers. These vampire-like baddies suck the sparks out of people, and they've drained Cole's former landlady and the rookie inspector's assistant, some lady named Andrea. Prue decides to do a spell to summon death, and then the angel of death explains that death's not evil, despite Cole and Leo telling her that. And this is the last time you'll hear me say anything about Leo in this episode. And only shows up when it's your time. Prue finally accepts her mother's death and grieves. Meanwhile, the Halliwell sisters are dealing with the seekers, and they cast a spell to vanquish them. The end. Just wanna fly.
I can see why these girls are living in poverty, because we start off with Prue and Phoebe at the beach, and Prue is taking pictures of Phoebe's sandcastle and the shells. And I was like, girl, if this is what you're submitting as your portfolio, you need to go back to history.
Wow.
I am unimpressed. Wow. What?
Hey, man, as she somebody, got employed by 415.
As somebody who has taken pictures for her product work, and for you, somebody who is a burgeoning photographer, you telling me if you got those photos as part of your portfolio, as somebody's portfolio, you'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing. You left your job for this?
If they're black? But if they're not, I might have to die with the lie, because how a lot of these photographers be photographing black people. She may be shitty, but she... but
right.
What did Jay-Z say last night? You know, some of y'all shouldn't even be in the category.
Blue was like, what? Dad. Like, that bothered me. And then we get to the next scene with Weird Eyes.
And... Clear Eyes.
And them killing the landlady. She was like, I don't know nothing.
That was so incredibly unnecessary.
Unnecessary!
And I feel like we could have, like, started the episode with them fresh off the kill instead of doing this. Oh, well, if you didn't tell us about the altar, Jack, then you're probably lying to us about other things, sonny boy.
Like, what the fuck? Like, why would I don't know what that is.
What? I mean, it's kind of weird that you ain't clear out the apartment before you, like, but
she's probably a scum landlord, but that didn't mean she had to.
I was about to say, like, landlords in New York be showing apartments while you in the shower. So.
Right? Like, she probably was, like, fully furnished.
Right?
I don't know. And the fact that Reese jumped from, like, oh, somebody's after Cole and they're killing everybody in the area to get to Cole, to Cole's backtracking to kill the landlady.
Where? So I was like, why would he? Why? Why? Why?
Like, that didn't make sense. That didn't make sense. I would have went to Phoebe like, girl, you in danger. Everybody that is connected to Cole is being murdered, not you.
Like, that attitude would have only made sense had it, like, switched when she was like, that's not the Cole I know. Then I would have been like, oh.
So you mean that man that fucked you and left you?
I'm sorry, I tell the truth when I'm nervous.
You're having way too much fun.
I know. It's way too much fun. It doesn't make sense. He definitely... Shit, like, the flip doesn't make sense, because why would he kill the landlady? He not paying rent no more. There's no, like...
And the way that he describes, like, how they found the landlady's body with, like, her brain oozing out of her skull. Where does the venom come from? Why would you immediately think...
If I see that, I might feel some type of way. Like, if I'm putting myself in a copper's shoes... And if I pull up to the scene in this
pull up to the scene,
if I pull up to the crime scene and this poor, you know, lady who probably got a family and a dog, you know, her brains is leaking. How you gonna get that out the carpet? That's wild. But like, I would feel some type of way. Me and you watch a lot of Investigation Discovery, where the cops, they like go on 10 and they show up to the crime scene and be like, huh, I just had to get justice for because what I saw. Like, come on.
And then they don't get justice. And it'd be like 3 years later.
And Tamara Hall is interviewing your family 25 years later. It's Black History Month, so I'm gonna drop a Black lady show.
So Prue is basically like, yo, you gonna like lay off all my sister? Cause I don't know why you coming in my house. She let a lot of that slide though. She was just like, continue.
Put in her place. He shot up with like one sentence. He's like, you're talking to her like she did it. Well, if she helping him, she might as well have. She was like, you know what?
He was like, what he said, I'm going to find him, and I'm going to bust his ass, and I'm going to fumble and bust your ass. I was like, all right.
And I was like, pause, bro.
Too many asses. Many asses.
Like, he knew he was going out, and he was going to make sure. Bang, 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 bang. Guns a-blazing.
Have you seen?
Yes.
Are you on the side of TikTok with the 1980s detective with the jazz music? I'm gonna send it to you.
No.
So, side note. So, it first started with like this guy just doing like detective jazz music, and it'd be like point of view, you in too deep. But now somebody has a puppet that looks like a 1980s detective, and that's what this reminded me of. I'm in too deep. I don't know if I'm on the right side or the wrong side.
Speaking of the 80s, rest in peace, Carl. Rest in peace, fam.
What was that? Yo, not on the first day of Black History Month. Can we have anything? Nothing.
No, because look at this fucking ass episode we got to recap. And you know what?
I moved through it.
I know. My chair just keeps sinking because that's how I feel about this episode.
So Prue sees women from the beach. I don't know if we had mentioned earlier, but Prue saw, well, you mentioned it in your breakdown. Mm-hmm. Prue sees this woman from the beach and she's taking pictures and she saw the shadowy figure behind her and she's like, oh my God, I have to save this woman. And when she sees the woman again, Prue goes out to follow her, but she doesn't see the shadow this time. And she's like, if I'm the only one who sees the shadow, then I have to be the one to fight it. And I'm like, Prue, have we not learned? She didn't even bring in Leo, which is how you know at this point she thinks Leo is
remember,
she didn't even call
Leo. Leo and his wife was gone because...
Well, they went to the heavens for a wedding reception, but she could have told him before she left. I mean, it's not he gonna do nothing anyway, which clearly in this episode he did nothing.
I mean, You're right, but who am I to say it? Anyway, so it's on her to save the Michaela Watkins. And when she turns her back, the Seekers get her? Like, is this when, like, death shows up again in front of her?
Or like, no, not yet. So what happens next after this is that dumbass Phoebe, after Reese tells you that I'm going to find your man, then goes to her man. And she's trying to explain to him everything that's happening. And he's now like, oh, okay. So there must be demons that killed. See, he's smart. Demons must have killed Mrs. Owens. People still trying to find him. And he wants to fight them alone. He's like, let me and Balthazar do what it do. We can knock this out. 1, 2, 3. And she's like, no. Fight the evil. I love you, Cole. And I just feel, you're not letting that man be the best that he could be. Just. I don't know, like, we get to it later, and I was so disgusted. Disgusted? So, Prue, after this scene, Prue then goes to, pulls up behind Michaela's car, or Davidson's car. Mm-hmm. That's when you find out who the person is. Her name is Andrea, not Michaela. And they're having this whole conversation, Reese and Andrea are having a conversation in their office where she's like, I don't think that the sisters are murderers, and you're not telling me everything. Like, you're setting me up for failure because you're not telling me everything. It looks like he was going to tell her, and it was like, nah. Nah, no, something's just fishy. She was like,
I know I'm a rookie, and I can't handle everything.
You see what I'm saying? It's a 1980s. This whole thing reeks of, like, 1980s.
Hey, sugar, the less you know, the better.
Right? Okay.
Sit the fuck down. Do, 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 do. Oh, sorry. Me and Joe watched the Lionel Richie documentary on Netflix, and there were so many people in that studio for the song, you know,
We Are the World.
Yes. There are so many people in that studio with leather jackets that I feel that Reese Davidson should have had a leather jacket in this episode. Those that's how those two thoughts connect. Anyway, sorry.
He needs one. He's like, I want you to go and, like, follow Phoebe. I know she knows something. And then she's like, but tell me everything. And he's like, you know what? You just go home.
Go home, Roger.
So Andrea ends up, after they have their whole thing, he's like, look, the picture that you took earlier, Peru, or whoever you took of it, drop them off at the office and then go home. So she goes to get out of his car, and that's when Peru goes to follow her.
Yeah. And they're in the office, and they're like, hey.
Not yet.
I thought he turned around.
So then Phoebe and Cole are in Cole's old apartment, and she gets a premonition, and that's when she sees... That's when she sees Reese die and Prue turns her back.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God. And Cole's like, these are Seekers. Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, okay, my love. Now we're in the office.
And
it was creepy as fuck because that motherfucker's like sleeping.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. On a good day with a good glass of wine, this episode is fucking terrifying because why are you over here like the creepy inflatable man and his, like, fake gargoyle minion.
Andrea, the way Andrea turned around the boss, like, why are you here? Like, mm-hmm. You could tell she was scared, but she held it in, and I was proud of Andrea.
She's like, I may be a rookie detective, but I got heart.
Right. And she's trying to, first of all, I feel like the Seekers suck, because you should have just went to Reese first. Because you just hit up these people who, like, his landlady? Bro, get out of here. That's how you know. That's how I know you from another plane. Because clearly this scum landlord ain't no nothing. Was not in this man's business at all.
Like, fast forwarding, but not really fast forwarding. Because she died. Prue was like, oh God, no, why she died? And then they obviously leave the scene because this is a murder scene. And then Reese comes back and is like, I should have told her everything I knew. Like,
see what I'm saying? But before then, the angel of death is like a shadow, and Prue is trying to, like, fling it. And he's like, your tactics don't work with me. And I was like, oh, hey, daddy. He's hot. He's very hot.
He just came in with a Mr. Aizawa level of unbothered.
And it's that, like, one lock of hair that falls into his face. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I'm going to take your soul, but I'm going to look, like, disengaged but hot doing it. That's what it is.
It's the perpetual state of bother, but efficient at his job.
Very efficient.
Like, I'm always making him go out of his way, but he'll still do it, but efficiently.
So we're back at the house. Mm. Phoebe's trying to get information on the Seekers and the Book of Shadows. Obviously, we figure out, you know, blah, blah, blah. They gather information by feeding on people's brain stems. Cole is like, oh, shit, if they're going after all these people, then obviously they're going to go after Reese, but they really want him. So I'm going to, like, put myself out there so that they don't kill Reese. Mm-hmm. Rue calls for Leo, and they come back down. And I mean, plot A and plot B was really good, but this plot C, I'm like, everything is going on in this world. Like, people are getting their brain sucked out of the back of their head, and you guys are arguing over this ugly ass crystal. I need y'all to read the room. No, and I get that it's like wedded bliss, but it was
enough. Oh, we didn't even really talk about the whole wedded bliss of it all. The reason why these hoes is at the beach is because they can't afford a hotel room. So Piper and Leo got to stay at the house and, you know, fornicate their marriage, whatever. Consummate their marriage all over the house. That's why they're at the beach in the wintertime.
Yeah, that house must have smelled mad musty when they walked back. Leo's trying to explain to Prue, like, what you saw is the angel of death. I don't even know you're trying to fight him because he's doing what he got to do. She's not taking it. And even Cole is like, he's not working with the Seekers. He's basically just doing his job and collecting the souls. Prue says, absolutely not. Me and angel of death got beef. If you don't want to have beef with him, I'll have it by myself. It's fine. I am not a vegetarian. I didn't want to say it, but it was in my head. Piper is like, well, if you guys go to Reese, then you are clearly going to let him know that we're witches and we can't do that. And Prue was like, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm willing to take that risk. I'm going to save this man, blah, 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 because I couldn't save Andrew.
They be letting people know that they're witches for less, all the time. Oh, because he black?
No, it's because if it got too messy, they would have to, like, cut they fucking out. That's what, it had nothing to do with Reese.
I know.
It had all to do with her. Phoebe tells everyone about the premonition that she had and that Prue turned her back, and Prue was like, why would I? Do you know who I am? Prue?
Prue, a first order
of Hallowell? Like, nah, absolutely not. So Prue tries to call Reese and tell him what's going on. Cole thinks he's a badass and shimmers to the DA's office. And that's when we have Reese like, baby girl, why? Why did you leave me? I should have told you. I should have protected you. He's like, you know what? I'm a man up.
God damn it, Dutch.
I have to send you this TikTok video so that you can take this scene and put it with that music.
Yo. I gotta do more reenactments for TikTok, but I be so tired. Because y'all really did love that Daryl scene. Although somebody in the comments was like, Sheila ain't shit. She was always flip-flopping. One moment, help the Halliwells. Next moment, fuck the Halliwells. I mean,
so they not treating your man right. You trying to give them a little inch, they take a whole mile. Nah, F that. Bring your ass back. So Cole is like, it's me you want. Just take me, and I'll explain everything. Everything you want to know, it's me. He's like, nah, fuck this shit. I'm going to fuck what you got to say. I'm a rescue homie. All these dead bodies, you kill Andrea, you going down. But then Cole spots the Seeker.
Who's killing Andrea? Like, you just a bad cop, bro. Like, what? He going to kill Andrea before he kill you? What is his motivation?
We not going to have no re-slander in this month of Black History.
You're right. I'm sorry, Reese.
You gotta do like the... You gotta do the angel wings for me. You were, I don't know why this is in my head, but you were my sister, my strength, and my pride.
When I record, yo, it's dropping on Wednesday. The funeral program is dropping on Wednesday.
You don't have to do the funeral program for Scandal. That's what you need to do.
For Scandal, for Power. Yo.
Angela, no!
Angela, please! The woman I love is dead! It's like, yo.
He had to die.
Yo!
Yo, I'm telling you, that is when the episode where he slid down that wall crying about Angela, and I texted you and was like, I'm out, I'm done. I can't do this no more. And I ain't never turned back. Never turned back. I was done.
The way Angela used to be like, you ain't me. And then I said, yo, going back to How to Get Away with Murder, Castillo. Yo, between them two, Jamie and Castillo, yo, I know representation matters, but bro, y'all made me laugh every fucking time.
I was out. He slid down that wall and I was like, I can't.
First of all, I flinched and cocked back my fist when he mushed her.
I can't do it. I was only there for the white boy anyway, but that was it for me. That was it. You know I love me a psycho white boy, and that was...
Speaking of psycho white boys, Fitz in Law and Order. Because let's be honest, Fitz is a little psycho.
He's a little psycho. But I mean, like, I do love me Sam Worthington, and when I looked up his age, I'm like, why is he retiring? He got some... I was like 80. I mean, I said it out loud too. I was like, "Good, boogly, boogly." Like, what?
That bag is juice.
I was like 82. You have done well, my soldier. Take a rest.
What if they have had white hair since I had bow legs, bro? He's been old our entire life,
right? So, like, I didn't. It didn't. You know what I'm saying? And he drink his water. He mind his business. You won't ever hear nothing about Sam Worthington. So I didn't know.
Every time I saw Argyle over the
weekend. No, we're going to finish this.
You're right.
So the Seekers sense Cole Shimmer and they're like, we got our boy. He is alive. I don't know why we always go back to this mausoleum. Like, leave your dead daddy alone. Clearly who got unresolved mommy issues?
That man is not resting in peace. Every time he fall back asleep, here come Cole shimmering to his gravesite. Like, daddy, help me. Fucking child.
I don't know why he thought the Seekers wouldn't be able to track him there, because the last people who tracked Cole tracked him in the mausoleum. Cole, I need you to use your fucking noggin.
Remember they don't have a throwaway line that his scent is harder to pick up at the mausoleum, but I don't know.
Why? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It don't make no sense.
I mean, to what Indians it does.
You're right. Reese is like, what the fuck is happening? And Cole is trying to explain to him what happened, what's going on. Reese is like, brain overload. I don't have my Florida water. Back the hell up away from me. And he's like, look, I'm not even really worried about you, but they can't kill my girl. So you just here for the ride. Prue is freaking out because Reese hasn't answered her pages, which I don't know why you thought Reese was going to be at your beck and call, but Prue is freaking out. Phoebe's
Daryl
like,
does I can't. It. Every time I page Daryl, he answered the phone. How come he can't do it?
Phoebe's like, oh my God, my baby daddy is not in the house. I think he went to Reese. Oh my God, we need to go to the mausoleum. And Prue was like, I got my astro powers. Watch and see, bitches. So she astro projects in the mausoleum. David's like, I don't trust you. Davidson, excuse me, is like, I don't trust you. The Seekers come in. They having a whole ass fight. The Seekers throw Reese violently against the wall, and the Angel of Death appears. Cole is getting his human ass.
Well, the Angel of Death's shadow appears.
Right? But then his body shows up, and Prue is trying to, like...
This is the part in the horror movie where it gets really, really goofy again, just to get your senses lowered. Because the choreographed fighting, like, Shannon Doherty is not a fighter, and she fake fights like a person who doesn't know how to fight.
You remember in Street, like the old Street Fighter, Street Fighter.
The loading scene. Reference.
Oh. The only loading scene with Chun-Li where she's just kicking at the
That's I what, feel so
but Cammy was my girl, but Cammy was my girl. But anyway, he throws Seekers off of them. He tries to throw energy balls at them, but they fade out. The Angel of Death just looks annoyed. He fades out as well. He was like, you can have this one, because clearly this is what you want. You can have it, because I'm tired. You are ruining my schedule. So they go back to the manor where Piper and Leo are arguing about this stupid-ass lamp. Cole has Reese knocked the fuck out.
How did he get this man? Everybody is shimmering. So, like, how did nobody see this man that's coming through with him on his shoulder?
Phoebe's like, how the fuck would you do that? You are trying to be human. You do not have your demon, like, all of your demon powers. Why would you go after the Seekers by yourself? And he's like, who was going to do it? Y'all? No. Let me go after them versus them coming after y'all. Like, that just makes the best sense. And they're having this whole argument. And Reese wakes up and he's like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
He wakes up and it's just like,
too many white people.
Whose goddamn house is this? Wait, what the fuck? Poor yo.
Cole does a horrible job trying to reassure him. He almost leans into like the aggressive demon-ness. Like, if you're following like Baldur's Gate and you're playing Baldur's Gate, definitely chaotic evil. Mm-hmm. He was definitely leaning into that. And he was like, y'all not gonna come nowhere near me. I got my gun drawn. Let me back the fuck out. Stay back. Now, before he wakes up, I do want to say that Prue and Phoebe have to point out, because Cole's a little dumb, that if he does get taken out by the Seekers would have the powers and the ability or the knowledge to take out the sisters. This ain't about you, Cole. This is about us.
And he's like, oh. Like, you literally see a click in his head and it's like, oh, my bad. Y'all right.
Oops. Prue goes to the beach. She's pissed off. She does this horrible, horrible spell to bring in the Angel of Death. She's like, I know you hear me. I know you hear me. And he taunts the fuck out of her. He's like, oh, you acting like you hear for Reese?
First of all, he was like, who I took from you? Your husband? Nah, you ain't
your
got
brother?
No man. He said, nah, you ain't got no man. Your brother? Oh, I know. Your mommy, punk ass bitch. He was like,
you still got them little baby doe ass eyes. I was like, damn. I was like, all right, Meg, all right. Damn.
Like, what's... He's like... He eviscerated her, and she folded in, like, 2 seconds. Immediately.
You gotta do the ether. You gotta do this, and then do the ether.
You give me mad content to do, man.
I got you this week.
Who else is from you? Your man? Like, no. Your brother? No. Wait. Lewis.
I would say he's not a villain, but he's one of the best, like...
Anti-heroes?
anti-heroes that we've had in a very long time.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This man is always bothered. Because you know he always hearing somebody cursing him out. His whole day is, oh God, not you. And here come this whiny ass bitch. Like, oh wow, I hurt your feelings 30 years ago. Get over it. Like, some wounds don't heal, bro. Like,
he was like, I'm sick of this. He takes her hand and they pop up at a funeral. And the funeral is of Andrea, and she's Jewish. And I was like, is this your way of like having more minorities in the show, but she's still dead, so it don't count? Because what is the purpose of her being Jewish?
Why the funeral was so fast.
Very smart. Okay. The girls have also been tracking Reese. So they're also at the funeral in a car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so here's the thing. We skipped it out. They were arguing because Cole wanted to go after Reese, wanted to keep Reese in the house for his protection. And the girls were like, we don't kidnap cops, which that's a lie.
They've done.
That's a lie. But we do follow them and help them against their will. So that's why they're staking out.
And Cole had to be left in the house. And Cole's upset. He's like, I'm in the house by myself. I don't got nobody to talk to. Even Kit not here. Fuck Leo. They watch Reese. The girls watch Reese walk off. They cannot see the Seekers. However, we can see the Seekers. And he has realized that it's his time. So he's like, let's not give the family any more heartache. Let's go someplace and you can do what you need to do.
He gave it the old cop try. He gave it the old cop
try. Not yet. Not yet.
Because he over here, he don't know it's his time yet. He still think he's tough because he over here like, let's not do this in front of the family. Yeah, but he doesn't know he's about to die yet because
he had the thug tear. He did have.
No, remember, he started shooting at them and then he cried.
He cried. No, he cried. He had the thug tear at the funeral. At the side of the hole. I don't know what it's called. The hole?
The crevice? The pit. You the makeup lady?
I'm talking about where the funeral is. Wow, what is that doing makeup?
Oh, I thought you were he was crying at the side. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, no. So he had the tear and then he went and he was like, ha ha, if I'm going out, y'all coming out with me. And then they were like, nah. So you gotta do the 80s thing.
This is just for me. And, this is my partner.
Right, right. So, as they walk into the mausoleum, the Seekers are like, I don't trust you or these other girls. So they lock the mausoleum with like, what is it? You remember when you're in like Catholic school? That's what it looked like when you're in Catholic school and you got to like close the candle. You got to like,
yeah.
That's what it looked like. So they lock it with that. And they're like, ha ha ha, these bullets do nothing. Ha ha. And then Death shows up
with Prue, and so this is why I didn't want to do this episode, because how the landlady died was not as gruesome as how Reese died.
They like devoured him.
Yes, racial injustice during Black History Month. What the fuck?
So yeah, they take him down.
The whole, eating of it all.
Phoebe and Piper bang on the door. Fight them! Fight them!
What are they gonna do?
I don't know.
At that point, I would have given up. I would have simply given up and been like, "Just take me."
which is kind of what he does.
Nah, because them two screaming and crying,
totally useless.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I would have told them two ladies show up and then been like,
totally useless.
It's been fun, guys.
Prue has turned her back and she's sobbing. He is dead. You watch.
Because that is gruesome.
So, it was very gruesome.
You telling me that y'all judging Prue for not watching that and y'all can just stomach that shit?
Yeah, they didn't care.
Y'all can stomach that shit?
Later on that night, they didn't care at all. We're going to get to that.
It sounded like they were eating barbecue.
We're going to get to that. So Death ends up taking his soul in him. And Prue, after Death leaves, Prue holds his hand and she's crying. And she's like, you know, I want to save you, blah, blah. The girls are able to finally unbar the door. And they're basically yelling at Prue, like, why did you let Davison, you know, why did you let Reese die? And she's trying to explain, like, she was supposed to save him, blah, blah, blah. They go through the whole death thing. However, they finally click, well, if he has sucked out the knowledge from his brainstem, he knows where Cole is. Yeah. So they're trying to, like, get to Cole. Cole is getting his ass whooped. It is 2-on-1. He is not calling the youth the Baltazar. They fuck his ass up, and he ends up getting knocked out. And when I say out the ick, I was so disgusted.
We've seen him fight before, and he got hands. Where those hands went, I don't know. I know he gets them back again, so I'm gonna say this is stupid ass writing.
It's writing, but I got the ick. I was just like, you're supposed to be protecting me. You're supposed to be this big, bad, half human, half demon, and you got the way he got his ass. It was like 35 seconds. Like, bro,
you bro, know what is this? What gave me the ick in this episode, if we're talking about it, when Prue astrals to the mausoleum and winks at Cole.
Well, they were dating at this point, too.
So I know, little... so it was just like, girl, keep that to yourself. We don't care. It has no plot in this episode.
So the sisters finally make it back. They say a spell. The spell destroys the Seekers. Prue was like, well, at least we got to save one innocent. Obviously, we're talking about Cole. And then Leo orbs in and was like, yeah, I watched everything upstairs because they wouldn't let me come down. Because Prue was supposed to learn on her own that death wasn't the enemy. When I say if I was Cole, I would have fucked his ass up. Like, you sat here. What did me getting my ass whooped have to do with Prue?
Yo. Prue is so broken at the end of this episode.
We're going to get there.
Wait.
Finally, plot C is resolved. Piper's like, wherever you want to put the lamp, I'll put the lamp. They go to kiss. Leo bumps against the table. The lamp shatters on the floor and it dies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say to Prue to make Prue, like, run away and cry? I cannot remember. But they say something to her.
No. I'm gonna be honest with you. If I just watched a man get eaten like barbecue ribs and have to go home and watch my sisters make out. Like, nobody fucking comforted this woman.
Nobody comforted her. She is like in caressing Cole's face. They're making out by the lamp. Like, y'all give a fuck about nobody.
Like, honestly, if this episode in real time had like a suicide warning at the end of it, I would not be surprised. Because what the fuck? She's visibly shell-shocked in the car on the way home. She was like, maybe I should astral over. And they're like, nah, bitch, you done too little already. Like, they're mad at her for not saving Davidson. And granted, they don't understand, but you have to realize that there's something wrong with your sister.
I mean, they didn't give a fuck. Like, they gave for like 2.5 weeks after Andy died. Like, you still grieving over this man, bitch? Get over it. Get up.
Right?
Go fucking out your system.
Like, that's why I keep getting bullying, like, warnings on TikTok. Because you telling me I have to, like, grieve the person I've known since I was a toddler for a week and then shut up about it. But your coworker gets assigned to another job for a month and you can't get out of bed? Shut the fuck up.
So we're at the beach the next day. And the angel of death is like, the reason why you were able to see me and the reason why, because he's like, hey, Peru or hi, Peru, whatever like that. She's like, how do you know my name? He was like, bitch, because you were next on my list. Okay. He was like, she was like, you were doing too much and that too much was going to have you dead. It was going to be Reese and then it was going to be you. And that's why you were able to see me. And she looks like shocked. And he's like, as long as you're mad at me for just taking your mom's soul, like there's so much other bullshit going on in the world and there's so much other evil in the world, you're not going to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you need to grieve. It's been years. It's been decades and move on. And he's like, I got to go because I got real shit to do. I'm not nobody's therapist. I'm out. And he fades out. But that's wild, though, that the angel of death had to, like, console Jesus.
Exactly. Because, again, we didn't even mention this in the beginning of the episode. Prue says, I don't like the beach because this is where Gramps took us after mom's funeral so we could feel better. But you love the beach, so I didn't want to ruin that for you. And she was like, oh, thanks. That was so cool. Anyway, so Queen Phoebe Land was like a really good place. Like, you literally find out that your sister is emotionally cutting so one sister can get laid and the other sister can like get out of the house and nobody's like, hey, are you all right? Do you need
nobody
something?
Asked her. You know what? Death was the best thing for
her. Honestly.
To rest. Maybe what they say, you have fulfilled your service in the Lord on this earthly plane.
Honestly, like, I feel like Prue is the perfect, like, I'm not even trying to be funny when I say this, but like, if like Prue started like having suicidal ideations, and she did have suicidal ideations at one point in the series. Like, it's completely understandable. Like, nobody has ever put this woman underneath their bosom. She never been hugged by a black woman before. Like, a good hug. Because, my God, this poor, all she does is suffer.
I'm telling you, she needed to rest. She needed to rest. That's what needed to happen. Because these girls don't grow up and like emotionally mature for the most part. And like until she takes a nap.
And what a way to grow up. Like what a way to force you to mature. Like I would everybody's like, why does Phoebe get so much, like, why does Prue have so much smoke for Phoebe and not for Piper? Piper at least pretends to care. Like, Piper, like, she at least pretends to care. Phoebe don't care, and we...
I feel like at this point, Piper not even pretending. She got her man.
Yeah.
She'll
care. Last week, we found out that she needs a break. She needs to take time for herself so she doesn't literally split in two. And this week to help her, y'all take her to the place of like her trauma. Y'all just like. Yeah, she resting in peace because ain't no way. If she ain't have like suicidal ideation, she definitely was drinking. Like going up to the attic with a bottle of wine and the Book of Shadows just being like. Another day, another spell, another innocent. Is there any tweaks you make to the episode?
Have Reese not die? Have Cole turn into Balthazar? Kill plot C with Leo and Piper? Because who the fuck cares about a lamp like your sister is like having trauma? Order a Wiccan therapist. Like, I just feel like the elders don't have nobody up there in heaven. Like,
so y'all can teach her the lesson of accepting death, but you can't teach these two other hoes the lesson of compassion? Of empathy? Yeah.
Bring Seeker One's eyes closer together.
I think that's not stand you. What are you rating this?
It's a 6. It was a solid episode. Poor Reese. It was a solid episode. It wasn't nothing to like write home about, but we've watched worse.
Mm-hmm. So, we definitely have.
I'm gonna give it 6 dead mommy traumas because I've been there.
Yeah. I feel very weird recapping this episode this week of all weeks. I'm giving the 6.5 Phaedra Parks reads because The Traitors was a good episode and she can embalm you and death red Prue. See, it's all together. It's all tied in the Matrix. Are you watching The Traitors this season?
It's on my list, but I probably won't watch it till it's done, if we're going to be honest.
It's fun. It's very enjoyable. I won't force
it. It looks enjoyable. It looks very enjoyable.
But yeah, I'm giving it 6.5 Phaedra Parks reads because she was read by the best. I can accept that. You know what? If anybody's going to put her in her place, let it be that man. And that's what I'll just leave it at. Look at me cashing in a Tamara coin on death. Anyway, you have anything you want to say to the people, Dem?
No.
All right. Bye. Well,
bye.
Some witches be hoes.
Some hoes be witches. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Ugh. End it off on a choir note, you know. Praise Jesus.
Here's.